This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Rescue crews in southeastern Afghanistan are working to find survivors in the rubble after a powerful earthquake struck the area early Wednesday, killing more than 1,000 people and injuring hundreds more. An official in Paktika province told VOA that at least 1,000 people were killed and 15 others injured in two districts of Paktika province alone. The UN Children's Fund communications director in Afghanistan, Samantha Mort, is in the country, and she says she's heard reports of 1,800 homes being destroyed in the Gayan district alone. In an interview with Reuters news agency, she said the UN is working with local partners to find any survivors, administer first aid, and get them to local hospitals.
The teams are there trying to uncover the rubble to see, you know, who is trapped. We're hearing of hundreds of people killed. It's impossible to verify how many at the moment because some communities are not accessible. There's a lot of rain here in Afghanistan at the moment, so we've had landslides and there's a lot of mud. And of course, because these areas that are affected are so rural and remote, there's no sophisticated equipment there to support the response effort.
Rescue workers said the casualties from the quake, which struck during the early hours of Wednesday, were likely to increase. Local journalists and witnesses reported the death toll could be as high as 2,500. Ukrainian officials told the Reuters news agency Russian forces have pounded Ukraine's largest city, Kharkiv, and surrounding countryside with rockets, killing at least 20 people. And they called a bid to force Ukraine to pull its resources from the main battlefield to protect civilians from the attack. This is VOA News. French far-right political leader Marine Le Pen arrived at France's National Assembly Wednesday morning, flanked by scores of newly elected members of parliament representing her far-right National Rally Party. Once controversial and demonized, Le Pen has apparently gone mainstream, now leading a party that led from just 8 seats in parliament to 89 following Sunday's parliamentary elections, giving considerable power as an opposition force. Meanwhile, at the Elysee Presidential Palace, French President Emmanuel Macron spent the morning in meetings with party leaders trying to figure out how to govern France without a majority. Macron's Together alliance won 245 seats in Sunday's parliamentary elections, but fell 44 seats short of a majority in the National Assembly. The leftist NUPE coalition won 131 seats to become the main opposition force. Macron has not yet publicly commented on the election results. With the most seats at the National Assembly, his government still has the ability to rule, but only by bargaining with legislators to prevent a potential deadlock. U.S. President Biden will call on Congress Wednesday to give drivers a break by instituting a gas tax holiday. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president will urge lawmakers to suspend federal gas and diesel taxes for 3 months and call on states to suspend their taxes or provide similar relief. If the federal savings were fully passed along, people would save roughly 3.6% at the pump, with prices averaging about $5 a gallon. The president's earlier efforts have done little to ease high gas prices, which are a fundamental threat to both his policy and political aims. Many economists and lawmakers from both parties, though, are skeptical about gas tax suspensions. In 2008, Biden's White House running mate called the idea a gimmick. One Barack Obama said simply let politicians say they did something. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sri Lanka's prime minister says the nation's debt-laden economy has fallen apart after months of shortages of food, fuel, and electricity, and comments underscoring the country's dire situation as it seeks help from international lenders. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe told Parliament the South Asian country is facing a far more serious situation beyond the shortages of fuel, gas, and electricity. He said the economy has completely collapsed. Wickremesinghe is also the finance minister tasked with stabilizing the economy. He said Sri Lanka cannot purchase imported fuel, even for cash, due to heavy debt owed by its petroleum corporation. The country is negotiating with the International Monetary Fund for a bailout. Repeating this hour's top story, rescue crews in southeastern Afghanistan are working to find survivors in the rubble after a powerful earthquake struck the area early Wednesday morning. Reporting via remote.